Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Insight Secure conference call. I now hand over to Mr. Richard Vachel de Tournière, Chief Financial Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the FY 2018 earnings call. I understand that there were some issues with the PIN code number for the conference, so hopefully that's being sorted out and you were able ultimately to join. Apologies again. I will now hand over to Amedeo D'Angelo for the introduction. Then Amedeo will provide us with a summary of the business for the past year. I will then present the financials for 2018, and we will conclude with our business outlook, and we'll be pleased to take your questions. Amedeo, if you will.
Yes, thank you, Richard, and good morning to all attendees. As you read from our press release, we are quite satisfied of the strong operational performance and financial performance of the company. You have to remember that there was this historical customer that did more than 10 million in 2017, only 1.5 million in 2018, and we were able to offset the unfavorable effect of this big impact of this American historical customer. So we reached 42.1 million with 8% of growth and 35% of the core business revenue growth. The EBITDA, 6.6 million, was above our early year expectation, because we have been investing to develop a new platform for new products, to do some service in the future by the cloud, and we have increased some cost, but on the other side we kept running the business under good, let's say, cost control. So we had 6.6 million EBITDA for 2018, and also, as you know as well, we have worked very hard last year to acquire the company Verimatrix, that is a company twice our size, based in San Diego in California, and we closed this deal on February 28 this year. The cash flow has been positive as well in 2018, and we confirm our target to reach at least $150 million in 2021 with an EBITDA margin of 25%. If we go to our slide 7, you will see that our strategy has been starting 2017, because in 2016 the company converted the whole business into software business. We started with acquisitions. The first one was SMI, to increase our footprint in the core technology of semiconductor and services for the semiconductor, because we have a platform to do provisioning. So we do still embedded security, and we added the services to download secure keys, root of trust into the chips that will be applied into the IoT or automotive. Then we acquired the SMI to do strong authentication and enlarge our product portfolio, where we do code protection and application protection. And the last but not the least, the acquisition of Verimatrix, where that will position us in strongest software company into video delivery and entertainment. So if you go to slide 8, you see the new configuration of the verticals of the company. Of course, the company will be more an entertainment and OTT and delivery of video on demand software to clients around the world. Verimatrix has two main business. One is a cloud service business, so for data analytics and big data, and of course the security platform to deliver content. So the products of Inside Secure and the service of Inside Secure that are mostly silicon IP and code protection will be complementary and add value to the entertainment platform of Verimatrix, as well as our content protection, because Verimatrix is more present on the VCAS, on the conditional access for broadcaster, satellite, to the TV, while Inside Secure is more on the content protection for over-the-top that are mobile devices. So our platform will be more complete, and we can use our technology to help develop even more the conditional access market. We have our traditional markets that are quite dynamic. We have won many contracts last year into the IoT, in chips to secure IoT, automated car, but also our data center and financial institution to secure their application. If we go, I will leave the words now to Richard, and then I will be happy to answer all your questions.
Yeah, thank you, Emilio. So let me go through our 2018 financial results. So as an introduction, you may remember that mid-January, we issued a press release providing the market with estimated revenue and EBITDA for the year 2018. The purpose of this communication was to help our shareholders decide during the shareholder meeting and then decide as shareholder whether they wanted to participate to the capital increase that was supporting the overall financing package for the acquisition of Verimatrix. By the way, we thank again the shareholders for their strong participation to this financing. The final and audited 2018 revenue for the company is unchanged compared to the estimate, which was communicated on January 15, and the EBITDA is at $6.6 million, which is slightly higher than the $6.2 million that we had communicated at that time, and it's mainly due to lower net operating expense. Moving to the revenue for the company now, in 2008, last word of introduction to the basis of presentation for today. We will mainly focus on the core business, which is the software business and excluding the NFC licensing program. And as usual, we will mainly discuss on adjusted basis, but obviously provide reconciliation with IFRS financials. Moving to the revenue for the company, in 2018, the core business generated a revenue which increased by 4% compared to the last year, but excluding this historical U.S. customer, the revenue for the core business of the company was up 35%. Giving you a more color about the fourth quarter of the year, in Q4 of last year, the company generated $10.5 million in revenue. As anticipated, the revenue for this quarter was lower than the one for the fourth quarter of 2017 due to this exceptionally high level of revenue from this customer we had in 2017. License revenue was $2.7 million in Q4 2018, which is up 41% over the same quarter of the previous year. And royalty revenue was $6.5 million. In Q4 of 2018, Inside Secure continued to leverage its customer base to expand its footprint while attracting new customers. Thanks to the portfolio of products that support the customer demanding security challenges and help them accelerate them time to market, we save them a lot of development effort by providing proven technologies. Moving to the full year revenue, the core security business generated $40.3 million in 2018, as I said. It's both due to the strong business traction and new deliveries to significant existing customers, in particular in the silicon IP and secure communication core technology product lines, and also supported by the move to IFRS 15, which from time to time does have the impact to accelerate the revenue recognition. In 2018, Inside Secure signed significant contracts to embed security functions into general purpose chips, notably in the Internet of the Object, cloud connectivity, and connected car markets. We also continue to gain traction in implementing our secure communication and application protection products in markets such as data centers and financials, mainly for mobile payment applications. The company also signed a new contract to help telecom companies and video service operators to protect video content over the top. This product line being complementary of the business of Verimatrix that we'll comment later on. On a consolidated basis, revenue was $42.1 million, which is up 8% compared to 2017, and which, as we explained earlier, is more than offsetting the anticipated decline of this U.S. historical customer in the defense industry. Okay. Just as a reminder, contribution from this customer was zero in the second half of 2018, and we do not expect any more revenue royalties from this customer going forward. Excluding this customer, year-on-year growth of the consolidated revenue was 41%, driven by the business traction that we have discussed, but also, and more marginally, by a new license signed by France Brevet on the NFC patent licensing program. In the second quarter of 2018, Inside Secure indeed recorded $1.8 million in revenue from our NFC patent licensing program, thanks to a new license signed by France Brevet with a major, nevertheless unnamed, Chinese handset and telecom equipment company. As a reminder, the company had generated no revenue in 2017 for this patent licensing program. Of note, in 2018, our company continued to renew contracts and upsell our customer base with new products and new solutions, while, and this is important for us, successfully diversifying the customer base. The top 10 customers in 2018 accounted for 43% of the core business revenue, compared with 58% in 2017. So we do believe that a better spread of the customer base does reduce the risk of one single customer as we have been exposed in the past. License revenue. License revenue amounted to $13.5 million in 2018 and was up 39% compared with the previous years. It doubled over the last 2 years based on strong business traction and new deliveries to both existing customers in the silicon IP and secure communication product line, driving accelerated revenue recognition, but also thanks to the signing of new customers joining our customer base. Going to the gross profit and operating income, adjusted gross profit for the core business grew from $37.6 million in 2017 to close to $39 million in 2018, in line with the revenue growth, with the gross margin of the core business quite stable at 96.7% of the revenue. Consolidated revenue, so including on top of the core business the NFC license, grew from $35.6 million in 2017 to $39.6 million in 2018. Gross margin increased from 92% to 94% on a consolidated basis, which is due to the ending in late 2017 of the amortization of intangible assets recognized in the context of the acquisition of the ESS business in 2012. This expense had been $1.5 million in 2017 and zero in 2018, so which did increase mechanically the gross margin. Adjusted operating income As we had anticipated, the adjusted operating income for the core business decreased slightly. Despite the increase in revenue, as we had explained earlier in the year and at the very beginning of 2018, when we had given our business outlook for 2018, we did increase our operating expense, first as a consequence of the consolidation of the Mian Trust and SMS businesses that had been acquired in the later part of 2017, and also this increase was due to a stronger dollar against the euro, but also investment that we made in some R&D programs. Okay. Nevertheless, thanks to the leverage, to the operating leverage allowed by the software business model with a very strong gross margin, expressed as a percentage of revenue, we were able to generate $5.3 million of EBITDA for the core business and $6.6 million for the whole company on a consolidated basis. Okay. Moving now to cash and balance sheets. Moving now to the operating income and the net income, because there are several items below EBITDA that we would like to discuss. So the company generated an IFRS operating income of $1.2 million and a net income of $3.4 million. two matters that I would like to discuss, which are impacting the operating income. The first one are some non-recurring expense in relation with the acquisitions, and in particular for 2018 of Verimatrix. And the second are those traditional, so to speak, non-cash items, including amortization expense related to intangible assets arising upon the company past acquisitions, Metaphoric in 2014, and as I said, Mian Trust and SMI in 2017, which accounted for $1.9 million, and also share-based payment expense under IFRS, which amounted to $0.7 million. On the other side, the net financial income was positive for $3.2 million in 2018, which may sound a bit counterintuitive. The main reason for that was a $3.8 million profit following the change in fair value of the conversion option of the convertible bonds that we had issued in 2017. As a result of the decrease of the stock price of InsideSecure in 2018, the fair value of the derivative decreased, and therefore on the balance sheet it's a lower liability, and as a consequence it's a profit. So it's a non-cash profit mainly arising from fair value and accounting. Nevertheless, this profit was partially offset by interest expense for the convertible bond, which are about $900,000 per year, and also by some profit that we made on our cash investments and some foreign exchange gains. So all in all, in 2018, the company generated a consolidated net income of $3.4 million against a loss of $1.1 million in 2017. Moving to cash and balance sheet items, we are quite pleased to see that during the year, operating activities generated $2.8 million of cash flow, and excluding fees, lawyers' fees, due diligence fees, and other expense in relation with the project to acquire Verimatrix, the operating activities generated $4.5 million during the year, which combined with very limited capital expenditure, thanks to consistent with the software business model, show quite a good conversion ratio, free cash flow to EBITDA. Going to the balance sheet, As of December 2018, the company cash position was $47.4 million compared to $45.9 million a year earlier. As you can see on the balance sheet, current assets and current liabilities, and in particular trade receivable and trade payable, remain under tight control. With respect to the cash, as we have explained in our press release issued at the closing of the acquisition of Verimatrix, we used $38 million at closing of our cash to pay out for the acquisition. So you may expect that immediately after closing, the cash position of InsideSecure is being lower. A few words on the closing of the acquisition of Verimatrix, and then I will hand over to Amedeo for the business outlook and the conclusion of this call before we take your questions. So, as a reminder, we closed the acquisition of Verimatrix on February 28th, and therefore we'll consolidate the business starting on March 1st, 2019. So when we will report our Q1 revenue mid-April, it will comprise 3 months of activity of InsideSecure plus 1 month of Verimatrix, but obviously we will provide the market with pro forma revenue so that you can compare on a like-for-like basis the evolution of the business. At closing, we paid $138.1 million in cash and also put an amount of $9.8 million in escrow to cover some potential post-closing adjustments on net cash and working capital, and mainly also to cover the earnout, which is now estimated to $8 million. Which is still an audited amount. Audit of the financial statement of Verimatrix are still ongoing. To give you a big, big picture of what the new combined business looked like, it generated $124.2 million in 2018 compared to $119 million a year earlier, and an EBITDA of $22.2 million. Those are preliminary figures. As I said, audit of Verimatrix in under completion, and therefore the final pro forma account will be known later in the second quarter of 2019. Amedeo, if you want to conclude.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you. Highlighted by Richard, you know, we have been working very hard in the last couple of years to grow the top line and decrease the volatility and the risks. And the fact that in 2017, 58% of our revenue was with 10 clients, while in 2018 was 43% with the first 10 clients. You have to guess with the arrival of Verimatrix, we have 1,000 new customers. Verimatrix is dealing with 1,000 new customers against our 200 customers. So the business will decrease its risk and increase the stability for the company. InsideSecure from 42 million for 40 million company becomes like 124 million. That is the combined revenue of 2018 was 124.2 million and an EBITDA of 22.2. What will happen? We will concentrate ourselves mainly on the integration of Verimatrix. The company changed from 167 people deployed all over the world. We will be 500 people with them, and we will be present in 12 countries with our operation and having 18 offices. This shows that the company is now a real global company covering from Japan to Latin America, to the United States, to Europe, in many countries. We will use the platform of Verimatrix and the data analytic of Verimatrix to promote doing cross-selling and upselling in our markets, mostly in IoT and automotive. So this is the new Inside Secure and the Verimatrix in one company. And we have already started the integration process a few weeks ago. Even before the closing, we have been planning. Of course, since last Friday, we are one company, and we are much stronger together with Verimatrix to face all the challenges for the future. So this is my conclusion. I will be open to any question that you may have to answer to all your questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have one first question from Mr. Stéphane Houri from ODDO BHF. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, good morning, everyone. I know you are focusing a lot on EBITDA this year and on the integration of Verimatrix, but can you provide us with some insight about the growth trajectory that you're seeing for 2019 for the whole company? But if you want to go into the details with Inside Secure core business and then Verimatrix, would be very helpful. Then I have some questions about the level of OPEX. In the past, you were providing the level of OPEX for Inside Secure alone. And I have some more questions after. Thank you.
For the growth trajectory, of course, we did a good due diligence to acquire Verimatrix. Now we are, since a few days, with the two companies merged. You know, Verimatrix is a business, if you look into the past year, that is quite year-end backloaded, because in the fourth quarter of the year, they get about 35% of the yearly revenue, and most of the EBITDA is on the fourth quarter. This is their cycle of sales, while Inside Secure sales cycle is stable quarter to quarter, and we are working on it to see how, you know, the two companies integrated together will have some positive synergies, cross-selling and upselling. We keep, in our internal planning, our objective of having 150 million in 2021, and in 2018 we did 124. So this year is a transition year, to be frank, because when you do an integration, you have always, to take in account many effects of the company. I don't like to give indication now about 2019, because there are several moving parts. As I said, we have many more customers, a wider spectrum of being present into the market. We have to set up all the working group to do what I said, the cross-selling and upselling. And as a CEO, I have a mid-term and long-term vision about all the potential growth of the company. But when you go to very short term, you have to, take all the pieces together to see how the company will perform. But I am quite optimistic about the synergies that we have, the profitability of the company, and the growth pattern. I didn't understand the question about operating. What did you say, Stefan?
No, I was asking about the level of OPEX we can forecast going forward, because last year you gave a range between 36 and 37 million, and of course the perimeter of the company has changed. So if you can provide us with an indication of the level of OPEX that you will have this year, it would be very helpful.
Yeah, so it's the same thing about the revenue, Stefan, in the sense that we have a clear objective for getting synergies between the merger of the two companies. There are already four top managers that left the company. You know, when you merge two companies, you cannot have two CEOs, two COOs, two of everything. So there are obvious synergies into the merge. We already indicated during the announcement when we announced about Verimatrix that we were looking for 10 million in cost reduction of the OPEX, and we don't change that indication. In the sense, we are still confident. We are confident. I don't say still. We are confident that we'll find the 10 million synergies. Could be even more, but I cannot give you clear indication now.
Okay, maybe a kind of technical question for Richard. You have this reevaluation of the option due to the decline in the share price. Does it mean that from a technical standpoint, if the share price increases, that you will have to take a charge in the future?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Which does not impact the EBITDA.
The cash level.
It does impact the net income because it does impact the financial income. But yes, given the structure of the convertible bond, the OCEANE, that was issued in euro, while the functional currency and the reporting currency for our company is the US dollar, we cannot do the classic split accounting and the derivative. Portion goes through the balance sheet as a liability, and the change in the fair value goes through the income statement as a charge or as an income, creating some volatility for this non-cash item.
Okay, just to come back on the conclusion of the acquisition, on the closing of the acquisition of Verimatrix, the price that you paid was slightly lower than initially thought. Is it due to a lower than expected performance at Verimatrix?
So there is a $1 million impact on the estimate for the earnout, which is just a few hundred thousand dollar impact on the EBITDA of the company. It's still an estimate. We are waiting for the conclusion of the audit. No, the change in the price does not change the economics of the transaction. It's more a question of timing. And let me explain. The structure of the price was a base price. On the enterprise value, plus the cash, minus the debt, financial debt, plus a working capital adjustment. So looking at the working capital at closing and compared to a target, okay? net cash was slightly lower than anticipated. So therefore, we had to pay less. Because in fact what they've done is pay out some debts in relation with the change of control instead of us having to pay for the debt. So the net cash minus debt, was lower. So therefore at closing we had to wire less monies, but it does not change the economics, that's one thing. And then on the working capital, we had to pay a bit more because on the contrary, as of the closing day, there is a strong trade account receivable, which is a good thing because in fact we paid at closing some amount, but we will collect the cash from the customers in March, April, and May. So overall, and sorry for my long answer, the economics, the gross economics are unchanged, and we are not dissatisfied with the figures that we are seeing now compared to the one that we presented to the market in December 2018.
Okay, and maybe a last question on my side. You talked about the NFC licensing program being not non-core, of course, and we understand that. You had a limited amount paid in 2018. Do you have any expectation for 2019? And can you update us on this program? Thank you.
So as you know, the structure of this program is that France Brevet was given an exclusive license on a portfolio of NFC technology patents, and together with other patents licensed by Orange and patents acquired by France Brevet, they manage a pool. The reason I'm saying that is that France Beauvais is fully in charge of the program, and therefore we don't have full visibility on what they are doing. We discuss strategy with them, but definitely not the tactics, and so that we don't put at risk their own strategy with the potential licenses, we are not comfortable communicating on their progress. But we do believe that, yes, you should be able to close new licenses in 2019, bearing in mind that on top of the handset market, smartphone market, new markets, new applications are increasing more and more the NFC technology, like accessories. So these are markets that, consumer goods, these are markets that that France Beauvais are pursuing. What is important for us is to see that France Beauvais is very active. They have cash on their balance sheet to support the program. So we are hopeful that that they will close new deals in the year. Difficult to say when, for which amount, and for which company, and definitely because there is an elephant in the room with a big firm in California, in the Bay Area. Since France Beauvais is moving on, we are not going to comment in detail so that we don't put at risk their own strategy. I know it's frustrating for analysts and investors, but we have to respect their work, which is complex and so far very successful. I mean, I didn't do the sum, but I believe that over the years, Inside Secure generated more than close to $20 million on this program. So we expect more to come, but with little visibility to provide you with.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press 01 on your telephone keypad. Sir, we have no further questions.
Okay. Amedeo, that may conclude the call?
Well, I would like to conclude the call with our vision and mission. So, Inside Secure and Verimatrix's vision is to secure and enable the connected future, and we enable success through trusted business insights and friendly security. And thank you for coming to this call, and we look into the future.
Okay, thank you all.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.
Thank you. Bye.